You can be seated and we'll have our announcements.
Good morning. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5, and nursery from infant to 3 years old. A youth group this week, 7-8:30 here at the church. If you're interested in learning more about church membership or water baptism, just contact the church office and we're going to be doing some different classes for that. Some future events that are coming. Sunday, June 4th is our church picnic. Is that right? Is the picnic first? It's the grad first. Thank you. Sunday, June 4th, so that's not next Sunday, but the Sunday after, is the grad Sunday, and the church picnic is June 11th. That's all our announcements this morning.
Let's stand and worship some more together.
Lighting the
dismissed for Sunday school and you can turn and greet each other.
Lana should really learn how to do this.
It's weird sitting over here. It's weird sitting over here.
Good morning. Isn't it amazing? You know, people pay to have things smoked, and we could just naturally have it smoked. Hey, Ernie. Can you turn me down a little bit?
No.
A couple things. A couple that have been coming to our church recently, Herb and Elaine, this last, I think it was Thursday night, their house burnt down, and they basically lost everything. And so we're going to pray for them tonight. Many of you either have been impacted by the fires or a family that have been impacted. We'll be praying for them today as well. I was reading yesterday in John 11, 25, 26, and this is what it says. Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, like everyone else, will live again. They are given eternal life for believing in me and will never perish. The thing that is so amazing about Jesus' death and resurrection is that he has set the pattern. That we too will die, but we'll be resurrected just like he is. And there's great hope and encouragement in that. This morning we're going to use Psalm 34 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in Psalm 34, verse 1 to 3, it says, I'll praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I'll boast only in the Lord. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. Quietly where we are right now, let us express our adoration to God for his greatness. He loves to hear his children boast in him. Confession, verse 11 to 14. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I'll teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Have we been people of peace this week? At our jobs, in our relationships, in our homes, with our parents, children, spouses? Confess these sins to God right now. Let us turn away from evil and do good. Thanksgiving, verse 8 and 9. Taste and see the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you as godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. What joys and abundant goodness have you experienced this week? Thank God for these instances. Let us also take a few moments to thank God for giving us all we need. Thank you, God, that you love us and care about all the things that we care about. Supplication, verse 4 to 6. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened, and he saved me from all my troubles. What fears and troubles you today? Is it your health? Are you having difficulty at work? Is there someone who's in need that you're troubled over? Let us ask the God who listens to free us, to save us, to help us. God, we pray for all those that are being affected by the fires. We pray first of all for their safety, and then for their homes and their lives, that you would be merciful. We pray again for rain. Come, Lord Jesus. For Evelyn and Leona, Will and Martha, Marge and Ben, for Angel, for Brian and Rita, Janelia, for Carter and their family, for Jerry and Gloria, for Matthew and Trina, Neville, Marcia, Michelle, and then for Herb and Lane, and they're losing everything, but the thing that mattered most is their life. And so, God, we just pray that you would go before and behind them in the days ahead and make a way through for them. Countries of the world, Hungary, Iceland, India, Sudan, Iran, Ukraine, for Canada, United States, healing in our land, Jesus. And then all the unspoken requests, the burdens that are too great for us to bear, they aren't too great for you, Jesus. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Morning. I'm reading from the book of Joel, chapter 2, 28 to 32. Then, after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on servants, men and women alike. And I will cause wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and terrible day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, for some on Mount Zion and Jerusalem will escape, just as the Lord has said. These will be among the survivors whom the Lord has called. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading from his word.